51 days to the 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. Hashtag Stop Gulam Singh Now still on. Good morning and welcome to the news at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. Also on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi. Affiliates across the 16 regions and on myjoyonline.com. Coming up, Speaker of Parliament set to rule on the controversial petition for the removal of four MPs seeking re-election as independent candidates.
We'll refrain to issue a statement on this particular matter until we get a determination from the Supreme Court of Ghana.
It will be a surprise. We'll look into the issues and then advise ourselves appropriately.
Also, the MFE West MP says he's ready to collaborate with the NDC to retain the seat following the disqualification of the parliamentary candidate by the Electoral Commission.
I believe that we can collaborate. There's no need to check this matter at all. No, sometimes certain things happen for good.
Also, ECLA's overt fears of cyber threats on election day as the commission insists 95% of its process remain manual.
On the elections day, beyond the registration and the exhibition, the rest of the things we do are about 95% manual.
We have details of that also in business. More oil marketing companies increase fuel prices at pumps. We have details on the Joy Business Report and later good roads, robust healthcare, a functional harbour and jobs are top priorities for Keta constituents as they register their displeasure over the slow pace of development.
The first one is premise.
I want us to see through their manifesto that they have good idea for we the youth.
Before this year's election, I want to see the roads in Keta constructed.
I'm here for an eye surgery. I've been told it's pterygium.
These are more with me, Mamisi Nyamite Thompson. Stay for details.
Election Headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, Shopbox Technologies, a convenient service, Youth Bridge Foundation, Bridging the Gap for Positive Youth Development, and Syntex Tanks. Aya strong, Aya tough.
And in our election headquarters, the Speaker of Parliament, Alban Bagbin, is set to rule later today on a petition filed by the minority seeking to remove three majority MPs and a minority MP following their decisions to run as independent candidates. Ahead of the pronouncement, former Speaker of Parliament, Professor Michael Kwe, has urged his successor to take a critical look at the matter, which he believes is needless. The ruling will either tilt the balance of power in the House or set a significant precedent. Here's a news desk report.
Have raised quite serious issues of procedure and substantive law, and I think I need time to go through them.
The Speaker of Parliament, Alban Bagbin, will bring finality to the raging debate on whether the process to trigger the removal of a sitting MP running as an independent candidate should rest with a political party or a member of Parliament. The minority and majority side of the House on Tuesday faced off on what the case should be, with many MPs who stood on their feet to debate the issue, referencing the former Speaker Mike Okwe's ruling on the former MP Andrew Sisiama. While this has drawn sharp criticism from former Speaker of Parliament, Professor Michael Kwe, he wants his successor to make a determination, arguing that the two scenarios are not similar.
You cannot pronounce anybody guilty. You cannot kick a member of Parliament from Parliament unless there's a process of hearing him.
What do we expect the current Speaker to do?
I believe that he will go by the way that I'm talking about.
Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, Mustapha Gbande, says they will take a decision on the fate of Amenfi Central MP, Yao Kwachiaka, after the Speaker's ruling.
The embarrassment he's seeking for, he will get it squarely. We have pampered this guy for far too long. Indiscipline act on a sitting member of parliament should not be countenanced by the party, when particularly we have an important election to win. I think it's sickening, and it shouldn't be entertained by anybody.
It will be a surprise. we'll look into the issues and then advise ourselves appropriately.
But the NPP, which stands to suffer the most, should the Speaker grant the minority's request, says it will await a determination on the matter by the Supreme Court. Haruna Mohammed is Deputy General Secretary of the party.
The Constitution of the Republic of Ghana is supreme. The National Party will refrain to issue a statement on this particular matter until we get a determination from the Supreme Court of Ghana. On matters of parliamentary issues, it ends at National Executive Committee.
Depending on the determination Speaker Alban Babin makes later today, it will in no doubt tip the balance of power or set a major precedent in parliamentary history.
And you had a news desk report. Now let's stay a while longer in the camp of the NDC. The Amefi West MP, who is also a subject of controversy, Yao Akakwachi, says he's ready to collaborate with his party to retain the seat following the EC's disqualification of the Amefi Central Parliamentary candidate, Joanna Jian Kuju. This follows a petition to the EC claiming that there's a pending order of interlocutory injunction in restraining the commission from recognizing Ms. Kuju as the parliamentary candidate of the party. Mr. Aka says he's ready to work with the party.
I believe that we can collaborate. There's no need to stretch this matter at all. No. Sometimes certain things happen for good. Like the Bible says, all things work together for good to them that love God.
Okay.
And are called according to his purpose. So that now I filed as an independent, but I could stand in as a candidate for the NDC. So I think it is it worked well for the party.
Meanwhile, Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, Mustafa Gbandi, says the timing of the disqualification is questionable.
It will be a surprise, but we'll look into the issues and then advise ourselves appropriately.
Well, I think that, again, the EC is opening a window for the MPP to bite at the NDC. And so all of this is maliciously motivated.
Now, with only 51 days remaining until this year's presidential and parliamentary elections, the demand for good roads, improved healthcare, a functional harbour and job creation remains top priority for Keta residents. In this edition of Constituency Lens, Carlos Kaloni interacted with residents on the streets, market and hospital.
For me to vote this year 2024, the first one is premise. The price of fish becomes high because the what they use, the petrol they use, is very expensive.
I want us to see through their manifesto that they have good idea for we the youth.
It's a rainy Friday here in the Keta market, and I'm standing in the middle of the Olin Road that leads to the market.
Before this year's election, I want to see the roads in Keta constructed to at least a standard.
Firstly, I would say that lagoon, which is one of our major fishing rights, they need to dredge it.
Well, here in the Keta constituency, one of the key concerns has to do with health. Here are people who are undergoing surgeries here at the Keta Government Hospital.
My key issue for me to vote this 2024, number one is the health.
So I'm feeling that we should be giving more education on the high issue, because it's a general thing that is not only affecting this community, but it's a national issue.
Well, the full piece of this documentary airs tomorrow on the Joy News channel at 8:30 p.m. Now, peasant farmers have rejected minority MPs' call to include parliamentarians in the distribution of food stamps and financial aid for those affected by the dry spell. The minority, led by Dr. Kasil Atuforsen, accused the government of using the relief efforts to gain political favor, arguing that their involvement will ensure fairness. With 1.86 million hectares of crops at risk and potential losses of 7.4 billion Ghana cedis, the government has set aside 8 billion for relief, but the minority insists the aid is being distributed to win votes.
Election-driven handout to about 800,000 so-called farmers in the name of drought reliefs.
How many members of parliament from the north have been so engaged, and we demand that no side decision or approval should be taken without the involvement of the members of parliament from the north?
But the peasant farmers say the MP's involvement would only complicate the process.
And even some of them, there are a lot of them, so I've never registered. So on what basis are you working with that particular number? You go to several districts and their farmers, those who are registered, they've registered, but they've not had their farms mapped. So if you are registered, but they've not come to map your farm, you will not benefit. Politicians are now taking over the job of agri directors because the politicians are in their hands. And we want to prevent such a situation. So we don't even support the call for the MPs for them to say that they should be part. No.
And it was an all Ashanti school clash in the preliminary stage of the 2024 NSMQ, and KNUST SHS brought the heat. Adventist Senior High School Bantama and Sewanyako's Girls Senior High School couldn't keep up as KNUST dominated to secure a smooth sail to the 1/8 stage of the competition. Jacqueline Ansumayabwa has more.
We just finished with the last contest for the day with KUST surprisingly winning. In fact, it was SDA, that is Adventist Senior High School, leading. But in the last round of the contest, KUST Senior High School took over because the scores at a point were a bit close. I'm here with students from SDA Senior High School. Now, how are you feeling?
They have done so well. Yes, they have really done so well. It was a tough contest, though, but next year, we are hoping to come back stronger.
We all pray to God that we want to win. So all that in because one have to win. So maybe today is not our day.
The 2024 National Science and Maths Quiz is produced by Primetime Limited and sponsored by the Ghana Education Service in partnership with GOAL PLC and supported by Pepsodent Jupay and Prudential Life Insurance Ghana. And the broadcast of the quiz on Joy News is supported by NASCO Vitamilk, Virtual Security Africa, Ace Medical Insurance, Build Financial Technologies, DBS Roofing, Sintis Tanks, Family Health, Medical School, Chubbox Technologies, and Action Secondary Technical Multimedia Institute of Ghana, DPS Pipes, and Wakanao. And that's it for the bulletin this morning. I am Amisi Nyamche Thompson. Business is next on the